When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy. Appreciate you being here. Happy Red Friday. That's remember everyone deployed. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday if you celebrate those things. And I do, so that's awesome. But I also want to just point out just real quick, you know what? It's exciting for lots of us, and it's a deep Easter is one of the, I mean, in a Catholic space, it's one of the top attended services, the top attended events of the whole year. And so it's deeply meaningful for lots of people. And for myself, being a spiritual papa focus type human, hugely, hugely important weekend. But there's lots of people hurting at this time of year. And in this, well, it's great for some of us. It can be really hard. I just real quick, I found, was told this morning, excuse me, of a friend in their school, one of the kids in the school, their 43-year-old dad had a heart attack this week and died. There's so much stuff. Hug your kids. Let people know that you love them. We're going to talk today about, in the series, this is number three, part three on emotional intelligence, because it's a topic that's so huge, I can't get it all into one. I couldn't get it all into 52 if I wanted. But it's emotional intelligence, and today's portion of that is on awareness. Awareness, which ties into what I'm talking about, being aware of what's going on around you, being aware of the people and the hurt and the pain. That's part of emotional intelligence, is that that's a huge deal for me. And it should be for you. Awareness is such a monster, huge thing. Because if I'm not aware, I don't know. If I'm not aware, it cuts off my life. And we're going to talk about that much, much deeper today. But I wanted to just point that out at the beginning. Are we aware of our emotions? Are we aware, really, truly aware? Can we name them? Are we aware of the physical impact? that they have on us. My eyes are a little bit blurry today. Are you aware that there's more than 250 words that have been cataloged to describe different types of emotions and feelings? 250. That's a lot of emotions. So we're going to talk about that today. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Deeply appreciate the people that are reaching out, people that are listening. And hey, Crystal, great to see you on today. Thank you to the people that I know are listening, that are tuning in from all over the world, literally. Really, really, really thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate that. I'm excited to have you find us on wherever you listen to stuff and watch stuff. If that's Apple TV, Google TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Fire TV, LG and Samsung smart TVs, wherever you watch or listen to anything, plug in. And you can always go to the Inspired Choices Network app. It's free app, it's free download. Put it on your phone, put it on your laptop, put it wherever, and listen to us. There's a bunch of amazing hosts on this network. Now, you listen to me, but listen to them too. There's some really good stuff in there. Plug in where you can. So thank you so much. And I think the new one is inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv to watch, with a website to watch. So inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv is a great place, another place to plug in. All right, let's get after it. There's lots to talk about today. Lots and lots and lots. This is a hugely deep topic. The more I dig in and more I learn on myself to prep for these shows, I'm learning there's so many different opinions, so many different perspectives on all these different things, and reading through them and studying through them and knowing what I think and what I've learned, being able to put those things together. So this first piece, we want to talk about what's the definitions of awareness. Because there's multiple definitions, and depending on how we talk about it. So they say it's a noun, the knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. It's also described as grasp, they have a grasp of something or an understanding of something is kind of an awareness. Awareness is the state or ability to perceive, to feel, or to be conscious of events, objects, or sensory patterns. This level of consciousness senses data or sensing data can be confirmed by an observer without necessarily even implying understanding. I don't even have to understand it to be impacted and influenced by awareness or to have an awareness. More broadly, it is the state of quality of being or aware of something. In biological psychology, awareness is defined as a human's or an animal's perception and cognitive reaction to a condition or event. That's straight up awareness. Emotional awareness. So we're talking about all of this in relation to emotional intelligence. So awareness of emotional intelligence for myself, for others, to have it all the way around. Emotional awareness is like an awakening of our emotional intelligence. I'm going to say that again, because that awareness is paying attention to what's happening inside of us. So emotional awareness is like an awakening of our emotional intelligence. You want more emotional intelligence? You want that to increase or grow up? One of the ways we can do that is by having emotional awareness, working on our emotional awareness. It's the first step where we identify and define our moods underneath all the fog to take control of our lives. It is absolutely a skill we should all develop, a powerful tool to help us manage our emotions better. Again, emotional awareness is like an awakening of our emotional intelligence. We can't change something or improve something or fix something or grow something until we are aware there's deficiency somehow. We have to be aware there's a problem. There's a way we have to have an aware. I can have the most amazing program for addiction there is. Solve it instantly, cure it instantly. Not real, by the way. And there is no such thing. But if I had a program that was that amazing, until somebody gets to a point where they can stand up and go, I have an addiction, I need help, then I can't help them. No matter how good the program is, how much I want to, how much I really, really want to help them, I can't. It's not possible until they have an awareness that there's a challenge, that there's an issue. They can't. There is no way. We need to have. So in awareness, we talk about it in so many ways. I talk about it with my sons. They're learning to drive. Awareness, you're driving a 2-ton death machine. You need to be aware, right? Why do they give tickets? I got a ticket a while back. It's the first time I don't do it often, but you know what? Anyway, I got caught with my phone in my hand, and it's an expensive ticket. I can tell you that. $620. It's an expensive ticket, but the point is, why do they do that? Why do they give us a ticket? Well, because it takes away our awareness. It takes away our situational awareness while we're driving. It distracts us from the things going on. Now, that being said, I think our phone is the least of our struggles. If we have families, we have lives going on, we're distracted when we're driving. We just are. We're thinking about home. We're thinking about work. We're thinking about things we got to do. We're thinking about the kids. The kids in the car, it's even worse because we're thinking about them and we're, cut that out, cut that, whatever, right? Parents, you all understand. We're distracted. Lots of distractions. But that awareness to be able to focus on the road, what's going on? What are the other cars doing? What are people on the sidewalks doing? What are the lights doing? What did the signs say? All of those things, we're trying to have an awareness of all around us without being distracted to be able to focus on the road, to be able to focus and do. And it scares the hell out of me sometimes when I leave the house and I get to where I'm going because I've been there a bunch of times, wherever that is. And I remember leaving the house, but I don't remember actually driving to where I am. That's distraction. And so having an awareness of, hey, these are challenges. This is a piece I got to pay attention to. It's understanding myself. It's awareness of what my emotions are, how I respond to them or react to them, which is not good. Typically, reaction is not good. And then being, that's all on my side. That's all introspection. Remembering that less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development freaks me out. That means there's less than 3% of the people that are, they may be aware, but they're not doing anything about it. And some of them just aren't aware. Some of them just don't have an awareness of their emotional, their lack of emotional intelligence, their lack of awareness around who they're being. And so, you know, when there's a physical, we have an emotional reaction to something that causes a physical reaction inside our bodies. We don't understand what makes us sick, or we don't understand why we have gut challenges, or we don't understand why our blood pressure is high. We don't understand why we binge eat. There's all these different, those are all symptoms of. When people come to me for mentorship and coaching, I look at them and I have an onboarding form they fill out. I get lots of information. But a lot of times what they're identifying or what they're sharing with me is the challenge. This is why I'm coming to a coach. This is what I want to achieve in getting mentored. A lot of times is not actually the problem. It's a symptom of the problem because they don't know how to articulate, or they're embarrassed to articulate, this is what the real true problem is. This is my challenge. This is what the challenge is. Some of them don't have an awareness. When I go to do curriculum, almost 100% of it is customed because I can set up a, you know, 6 months of programming. That doesn't mean I can, but me just walking through what I think I need to talk about may not be what you need. It's probably not the real challenge that you've shared because you don't either have an awareness of it. How do I identify it? How do I articulate that? What are the words I got to use to get that out, to communicate that to somebody else? We don't know that. So awareness is understanding all of those things, understanding my emotions. Can I identify them all? How do they show up in my body? How do I interact with them? What do they make me feel? We're going to talk about a bunch of that today because there's lots of ways, lots of definitions for awareness and certainly for emotional intelligence, but being able to put those two things together. What are things to look for? How do I improve it? What are reasons to have better emotional intelligence? There's lots of good reasons, but if I don't have a good why, I'm not going to even try. So we want to look at that today. Got to take a quick break. But I'm as we go to break here, I'm going to do a quick shout out for Jose Escobar. He's the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's an amazing program. And if you're not doing some kind of a habitual thing in a great way in the morning to set up your day and at the end of your day to finish and complete and sign off your day and set up the next day, if you're not doing that, you're not being as effective, efficient as you could be. You're not maximizing your days because there's no way to do that without having a set routine. So I encourage you to reach out to Jose. Great guy. He's been a brother. He's been a friend. He's one of my sponsors, one of my main sponsors. And I love him. He's just an amazing human being. So reach out to Jose. As we go to break here, just real quick, don't forget to pause and breathe, especially at the moment. Pause and breathe. Think about what we're talking about. Meditate for a minute or two, but pause and breathe. Ground yourself. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back. Thanks for being here.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. It's Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're continuing our series on emotional intelligence. This is part three. We're talking about awareness, having awareness of our emotional intelligence, having an awareness of what our emotions are, emotional awareness. And we've talked about the definition of that. How does that work? But it's not simple a lot of the time. Emotional intelligence, emotional awareness is not easy. It's not simple. And there's some reasons for that. Emotional experiences are variable, meaning they change. They're kind of fluid. They're unpredictable. You don't know what someone else is going to say or do. So it makes it really difficult sometimes. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do. Sometimes I'm unpredictable. It hits me just the wrong way or just the right way. Sometimes I'm not predictable. Unpredictable. Sometimes it's chaotic, because there's this visceral reaction, this visceral emotion that's emotionally charging the situation. And that can cause challenges for me, challenges for the person I'm talking to. But even in front of a therapist, sometimes we go, I need help, I need help. And we go to a therapist, and even in front of a therapist, we're going, nobody understands me. I don't understand me. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not simple to use. Emotional awareness, emotional intelligence, in terms of, it's not simple. It's not easy to figure out. It needs focus. It needs attention. It needs us to spend some time practicing and living in that space, being aware of how we're responding, aware of what we're feeling inside ourselves, and then being honor that and being true to that. At times we get trapped in a space of negative, where we can't even see or find or even have awareness of positive. I'm the only one that felt that way. We feel that way. Yes, no. Throw it in the chat. Do you ever feel that? Do you ever feel where you're like, wow, you know what? I'm in such a weird negative space. I can't even see positive. I don't even know how I would connect to that. It seems impossible even to get there. And it's not, but we feel that way. We feel that way. So what are reasons then? Because if we don't have a why, if a strong enough why, right, we laugh and go, well, what's the whiffum? What's the whiffum? What's a whiffum, by the way? What's in it for me? Whiffum. Most people, most things get done on a whiffum. Most things get done, well, there's nothing in it for me. People don't do it. If there's no benefit to it, why am I doing it? I'm not getting something out of it in some way or another, why am I doing it? So what are the reasons? And thank you for putting answers to the statement in there. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm glad I'm not alone. I appreciate that. All right. So reasons to develop emotional awareness. There's lots of them, lots of them. But I wrote down just a few here, just so we can touch. Again, I'm just scratching the surface of this. If you want to know more about this, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. we can do, I'll do classes on it, group classes on it. We'll do one-on-one if that's what you need. But point is, there's lots of information here. So these are the ones I wrote down. To recognize your moods and reflect on them in order to make better decisions is the first reason, or one of the reasons why you would want to increase or improve your emotional awareness. To recognize your moods. And by the way, if you're not writing this stuff down, if you're not journaling, you need to be journaling. You grab something to write on, because we're not going to remember. And I know I talk about that a lot. Most people only retain less than 10% of what they hear at any given time, even if they take good notes. So take good notes, write it down, and then review it. Don't just take the notes and then have them disappear and you never talk to them or look at them or see them or read them again. You have to go back and read them, reread them, reread them. You talk about the morning and evening routine. Part of the morning and evening routine could be, and especially at the end of a day, to review the things you've learned that day. Why? Because it's reinforcing it in your head just before you go to sleep. And your brain will think about those things while you're sleeping. It'll put that into your subconscious and hold that. It'll make it easier. Write things down, please. Whether it's a journal, it's a pad of paper, write on the wall, I don't care. Find something to write these things down. So the first one, for reasons to develop our emotional awareness, even that, awareness, you need to write it down. Awareness of the need to take notes is very important. To recognize your moods, so that's understanding, right? You're identifying your own emotions. And to be able to reflect on them, you're meditating on it, you're thinking about it, you're reflecting on them. Why? In order to make better decisions. So in the moment, you're not reacting, you're able to respond because you've got mental and emotional mastery. So, and we'll talk about that in a few weeks on another episode, but emotional mastery. But I have to be able, that's a Napoleon Hill principle, being able to have mind and emotion mastery so that I can pause. Stimulus, pause, respond. The power's in the ability to hold on to that. But if I don't have mastery on my emotion, if I don't understand how I'm, because that's got to be prepped. I have to do that ahead of time. I have to understand myself well enough ahead of time to be able to prepare so that when I get into the moment, I can respond the way I want to, the way I need to for the people around me, for myself. So I don't lose my mind. That's the first one, to recognize your moods and reflect on them in order to make better decisions. The next one is to understand other people's emotions and relate to them better. We talk about knowing the room. How do you read the room, right? If I walk into a room and it's sullen, I can't go into a funeral or a viewing and crack jokes and be, I'm not showing emotional intelligence. I'm not showing any awareness, no emotional awareness whatsoever to what's going on in the room. And for some people, I mean, we want celebration of life for sure, but there's a place and a time for certain things. And so being able to have, to understand other people's, but I can't do that unless I have an awareness of my own, right? I'm going to see it in other people. Once it becomes aware of my own, I'm going to have awareness. When I was in the car business, car industry, and you would sell cars to people, and they would buy cars, they'd research them all over the place, they don't see them too far, too many places, and then they do their first oil change, and they come up and they go, Gord, I see these all over, I'm a trendsetter. And I would laugh and go, you know what, not to burst your bubble, you're not a trendsetting. They were always there, you just weren't, what's the word, aware of them. Now that you own one, you start to see them all over the place. Right. So, again, it's an awareness, understanding other people's emotions so that we can relate to them better. Emotional awareness helps you set limits and boundaries in order to protect yourself. Boundaries can be very, very important. Sometimes we get hurt because we didn't have boundaries. We didn't set limits to what we allowed people to do to us. We were unaware. And sometimes there's some big stuff around love. You put love into the equation, they say love is blind. They're not kidding. We stop seeing some of the things that we might normally, the red flags that would normally go up, we don't see. Why? Because we're not aware to be able to set the boundaries, to set limits. Emotional awareness helps us set limits and boundaries in order to protect us. It's not that we're going to put armor around our heart and just never let anybody in. That's extreme. I understand why people do it. Absolutely, for sure I do. But being able to be open, when I put a armor on to protect my heart like that, yes, it might protect me, but it also keeps everybody else's love out. It doesn't let anything in either, which is a really hard, sad way to live sometimes because there's no interaction with my heart. So, but if I understand, if I understand my emotional awareness, then I can, it'll help me set the limit. It'll help me set the boundary. And then I can be as open with my heart as I want to be within the boundary or limit, right? But I have to know that emotional awareness. It helps us get to know ourselves. Emotional awareness allows us to understand ourselves. So when we have an emotional reaction, when we have an emotion come up inside of us, a lot of times it's going to have a physical manifestation, but understanding what that is for ourselves, we'll give other people grace. We don't give it to ourselves. We need to give ourselves the grace that we so freely give to everybody else and hold back from ourselves. We beat ourselves up. It'll help us get to know ourselves. Emotional awareness, we will understand us, me, I'll understand me, you'll understand you at a much, much deeper level, which will make things easier, which is, you know, people who have good emotional intelligence, this is the next one, people that have good emotional intelligence are at lower risk, pay attention, people who have good emotional intelligence that are have emotional awareness are at lower risk of anxiety, depression, and related disorders. You want to reduce your depression? You want to reduce your anxiety? Have and grow your emotional intelligence. Grow your emotional awareness of yourself and the people around you. I think that's a pretty big benefit myself. Understanding me and reducing my risk of anxiety, depression, and other related disorders, other things that are mental awareness challenges, other things that can cause challenges for ourselves. And we manufacture that ourselves by not being in control. Sometimes I have to have an awareness before I can have control, right? Self-control, we'll talk about that in other episodes, but having that, I have to be aware before I can even know I need to have self-awareness or self-mastery. I have to be aware. There's some really huge, I'm going to have an easier life. I'm going to be happier. I'm going to have more joy. And joy, I separate the two. Joy and happiness are two completely different things. Happiness is something that typically comes situationally. What's going on around me? What's happening? I can have happiness around me. But joy is something that's always there because Papa's deep inside me. Papa's always inside me. So there's a joy. I can have joy even when in a situation that's not happy. That deep fulfilling. Where does that come from? Papa supplies it. But in relation to what we're talking about today, that joy, that constant joy, the ability to find the joy in life and in my sense of who I am and what I'm being, is coming from my emotional mastery, my emotional awareness of what's happening inside me. That joy that sits there all the time, but that's got to be learned. It's got to be learned. Need to take another quick break. So I want to do a quick shout out again to my brother, Jose Escobar, founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy. We lovingly, affectionately refer to it as a CLA. It's a membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at the entrepreneursbookshelf.com. And again, amazing, amazing human. Great program. I'm on the executive for the Connected Leaders Academy. It's an amazing, amazing group of really high level human beings. You want to surround yourself with people with pom poms going, yes, that'll celebrate your wins, not people that'll tear you down and go because they feel convicted that you're moving forward and improving and they're not. because they've given up on themselves or they don't want to try anymore. If that's where they want to stay, that's great. That's good for them. But for those of us that want to grow, I talk about, I'm not looking for like-minded people anymore. I'm looking for growth-minded people. That will make a difference. Even if they're brand new in their growth journey, the fact that they're growing intentionally wanting to grow will inspire me. Like-minded people, that's wonderful. Unless those like-minded people are growth-minded people, and then it might be all right. But those like-minded people, that may be the tribe, right? That may be your group of peers and people. But do they inspire you to push more? Do they inspire you to push forward? And if they don't, maybe you want to think about who you surround yourself with, because you're going to become the average of those people, of the five you spend the most time with. We're going to talk when we come back about how to improve our emotional awareness. How do we make it better? There's some ways to do that. I want to give you some ways to do that. So as we go to break, don't forget to pause and breathe. Ground yourself. We'll see you in a minute. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. All right. We're talking, with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network, and we're doing part three of Emotional Intelligence, the series on emotional intelligence. Awareness is the key topic today. How does awareness blend into our emotional intelligence? We defined it. We looked at some reasons to develop it, to make it better. Why would we do that? Now we want to look real quick at how to improve it, how to make it better. It's like, okay, Gord, I'm in. I want to do it. How do I do that? What literally, practically do I need to do? So there are a couple of quick things here. Again, write them down. You won't remember. Your best work self, focusing on what we did to make things go well. So think about times in your life at work that things did well, that you responded well emotionally to the situations that are happening at work. We spend a third of our life at work. So think of a situation that, or situations that you went, wow, that went really well. I responded really well in that situation. And you were focusing there, you were thinking about that, that reinforces it in your mind. So your best work self. Emotional mental models. That's a little bit of a tongue twister, but visualizing and reflecting on how you would cope in different situations. That's a prep piece. So once I have awareness, I know what my emotions are. I can identify them. I know what they are inside me. I know, hey, that's frustration. Hey, that's anger. Hey, that's love. Hey, that's all the different bits and pieces, all the different emotions. Being able to emotional mental models, visualizing and reflecting. So you think, okay, so I'm at I'm at a concert with my kids, at my kids' concert, and somebody's trying to come across their seats next to me. Blow up my space here. Their seats on the other side, my seats on the other side, and so they're coming across you. So you have to, it's interrupting, and your kid's on stage, your child's on stage, and it's like, oh man, that. Well, how do you respond in that situation? How do you react? You don't want to react. How do you respond? What goes through your mind? So you're living through, you're visualizing, and you're going, okay, so this is what's happening, and you live the situation. This is what's happening. The person's coming in and coming across. How am I responding to them? Because that's a set, it can be a set pattern. If you watch sports, lots of time you go, oh, that's a broken play. The announcer, you'll hear them go, that's a broken play. But a lot of times it may look like a broken play. It may have messed up. But when they practice, when we have a broken play or when this situation happens, they practice what to do when that happens. What are we going to do when that happens? If this happens, we're going to do this. If this happens, we're going to do this. And they practice it over and over and over. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm saying to you. Visualize and reflect on different situations. Bring up different ideas in your head. What is it? What's a situation that I may have to have a reaction to? I may have to have a response to, not reaction, a response. And role play it in your mind over and over and over. Different ones, all different types. And when it happens, you'll go, oh, there it is, there it is, there it is. I that's emotional awareness. Because now you're able to use that. All this information doesn't mean shit if we don't use it. It's not just knowing what's going on. It's not just being aware. I want to use that awareness. We have to use the awareness. Don't just let it be something you know. My kids say to me, I say, hey, don't forget this. And they're like, I know. And I'm like, I know you know. I need you to do. Right? I need you to actually execute on what you know. It's a waste if we know it and don't execute on it. So, emotional mental models, and I'm holding my stuff here is a little bit closer. I had some eye challenges this morning, and so I'm having trouble seeing. So excuse the looking down that's right here. But the next one is to recognize emotional patterns, maybe triggers. Do you know what your triggers are? Do you know what triggers you? Do you know what gives you that visceral reaction that you want to react to in the moment? Someone cuts you off in traffic. Does that trigger you? It triggers me. Right. Somebody doesn't understand how to use a roundabout. We have lots of roundabouts in Waterloo and in Kitchener. And so, you know, there's no stoplight, but even on the radio, I heard an announcer say, well, I'm not sure ever which lane to be in. If it's a one lane, no big deal. But if there's two lanes going in, I wonder, am I going left? Am I going straight? Am I going right? What lane am I supposed to be in? I'm like, crap, it's written right. I called in. It's on the pavement. There's signs all over the place, but it's a big arrows on the pavement. Have awareness of what you're doing. The signs are there. The knowledge is right there. But if you don't read the sign and execute on it, it doesn't matter. Recognize those emotional patterns in ourselves. Be aware of what triggers you. Maybe people that can't drive in a roundabout is triggering me. Awareness begets preparedness. I'll say that again. Awareness begets preparedness. Because I'm now aware of it, I can prepare. So when the situation happens, when I go into a roundabout now, I'm paying attention to what other people are doing. Why? Because I'm looking, are they noticing what the signs, are they noticing what's on the pavement? And then are they going to actually execute on that? Are they going to actually do what they're supposed to in that roundabout? Recognize your own emotional patterns to be able to know what your triggers are so you can prepare for them. You can't go into a gunfight with the bullets not already preloaded. It doesn't work very well. You have to have prepared. A mechanical technician, they need the tools in their toolbox so that when the situation comes up, they go to the toolbox and go, yep, I've got a tool for this. I'm already prepared. I've been on the snap truck. I bought the pieces. I've got the tools I need. They're prepared, but that doesn't happen unless they're aware. They get into situations where they're trying to do a repair on a vehicle that they haven't done before, and they go, wow, the next time I make sure that that was really hard. And they scrape up their knuckles, and it's hard. They go, you know what? The next time I'm going to have a tool that's going to make sure that that's easy. I've never experienced that before. I'm going to make sure I'm prepared. We need to be prepared. Recognize your triggers. Recognize what your own emotions are. Label your feelings. Label them. Know what they're called. How does that affect you? This is frustration. How does that show up in my body? Well, I get tense and my muscles all contract. I hold tension in my shoulders and in my arms and in my back. I can feel that in my neck. And I'm tense when I get frustrated. Are we aware? Can we name those emotions and then how we what the physiology is and then what we're going to do with that? Label your feelings. Know what they are. Another great thing to journal. Focus. The next one's focus on why you do what you do. Why do you do it that way? Why do you react that way? Why do you respond that way? Why do you think that way about that situation? I had written here, where did those responses come from? Is it something we learned because of how we were raised? Is it something that was culturally put into us? And are those things helpful? If it's not helpful, whether it's cultural, it's parents put it, if it's not helpful, don't use it. Change it. Jim Rohn used to say, you're not a tree. If you don't like where you are, move. If you don't like what your emotional state is and what your awareness is, change it. Focus on why you do what you do. And if it's not helpful, change it. You go, wow, you know what? There's a pattern forming. I have a buddy. Well, he's not a buddy anymore, I guess. It was a guy when I first got into the automotive industry that had been married 5 times. I heard him talking and he was like, oh, 2 was talking to 4. And I'm like, what's he talking about? To somebody else. And they're like, well, he's been married 5 times. So wife number 2 is talking to wife number 4. And I went to him and said, hey, I'm just getting married. You clearly have lots of experience in this field. What wisdom can you give me? And he was telling me about all these, the different, this one was yucky and that one was hard to deal with. And that one was emotionally, well, all these different things. And I was at the end of his 5 things. I'm like, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. But the common denominator in all 5 of those was you. So maybe they weren't as messed up as you are. Maybe you're taking your baggage from relationship to relationship to, there's no awareness. You're not aware of what you're doing over and over and over and over and over. That's a lot of alimony. That's a lot of child support. If that's it, that's a huge lack of awareness because he put it all on them. There was no ownership of what his own challenges were. Focus on why you do what you do and where did those find out? Where did they come from? Why was that built into you? And is it helpful? The last one is understanding emotion versus reason. Because a lot of times we can be in our head, we're using our logic instead of our heart, which would be our emotion and our feeling. Are you using your head? Because you get into a conversation and into an argument with somebody, especially with people you love and care about. Lots of times it's hey, you're in your head and you're in your heart. And we're not connecting because you're thinking about the situation logically. And I'm not using logic as much as I'm using my emotional awareness. And you have to use both. I'm not saying throw one or the other out or one's better than the other. I'm saying you need to use both, but you have to have emotional awareness to be able to do that. You need to be able to identify the fact that you're in your head instead of your heart. If you don't understand your emotions or you're not aware of that, you don't know how to control that. It makes it very difficult to identify it and then act accordingly and then respond to your significant other, whoever the person you're talking to is, being able to respond to them in a helpful, positive way that helps get through the situation instead of keeping it going. I've got friends and one buddy, he's divorced now, but he used to jump up and down. He said, Gord, I pick fights with her all the time. And I'm like, why? Why? He said, oh, the makeup sex is amazing. I'm like, I don't care what I understand. I'm married. I love the intimacy of that activity. But I'm not adding. There's enough things that mess up a relationship all by themselves without adding. He was looking for ways to do it. That's no amount of emotional awareness. That's no emotional intelligence whatsoever in that. None. Find out, are you in your head or in your heart? Those are ways to improve your emotional intelligence. And I have to take another quick break. If this resonates with you, if you want more information about this, if you need a mentor, you need a coach or somebody, if you don't have a coach, you need a coach. We all need a coach. Coaches need a coach. I'm a coach. I got 4 coaches. Why? Because I've got blind spots. We all have blind spots. We need a coach. We need someone that can be objective about our situation, can see our blind spots, can see what we can't see, and can help us move. Try this. Because what got us where we are is not going to get us where we want to go. Right? You hear that all the time. What got you into the situation is not going to get you out of the situation. You need to add something in some way to what you're doing to make it work. So I challenge you. I'm putting it out there. If you need, I've got group programs. And there's some of those starting soon. There's a men's one starting probably the end of the month, I think. I have to check the date on that. But at the end of the month, that's a guys only. There's only 12 spots there. And I think most of them are gone. But if that have interest to you, it's a box inside out. It's a deeper dive into our emotional intelligence, understanding our own self. I do one-on-one. I do keynote speaking. There's lots of different ways to plug in, but reach out to me, even for the show. If you've got comments, you disagree vehemently, you have a reaction or response, and you want to reach out, please do that. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Reach out. Send me your questions. Send me your comments. I realized a while back that I had somebody had given me a negative feedback to one of my episodes. I'm like, yes, I've arrived. I have haters. It's awesome. Well, like what the lens I'm using to look at the situation with, my awareness of what's going on. It's awesome. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I get it. I know. And sometimes I can be shaking your cage, shaking your chain. Some people don't like to have that done. So then they tune out, or sometimes they listen because that's where society has gotten to. They listen and then they just yip about it. And I'm good with that. Thank you for your input. I love it. I appreciate the comments. But at the end of the day, make it another great day. Have a great day. It's not going to affect me at all. But I want the engagement. So if you want engagement, please reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Go to a break here real quick. We're going to come back, wrap it up. There's a call to action. Time just goes so quick. We'll be right back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Last little bit here as we wrap up. We're talking about our part 3 of our emotional intelligence series. And this week's topic has been awareness, understanding your awareness. And by the way, I was thinking about it as I was sitting there in that commercial break right there. Having awareness that we need help. Having awareness that there's challenges. Some people are going to hear some of this information and go, oh, he's full of poop. Oh, my God, that's hitting a nerve. Have awareness about why that's hitting a nerve. If what I'm saying is it not just resonating, but sometimes because we want to be defensive. Our ego goes, no, I have to be right. And I'm not here to be right. I'm here to challenge you. Excuse me, I talk lots about rattling your chain, shaking your cage. Hey, pay attention. Most of us are sitting in a cage we made ourselves. And the door's open. We have the key in our hand if it got locked. But we don't want to come out. We don't come out. We make the cage and then go, oh, I'm being limited. Come on. Have an awareness of what's going on around you. Have an awareness of yourself. And then be courageous enough to intentionally grow. Be courageous enough to reach out and grow. Find the tools, whether it's a coach, whether it's books, it's seminar, it's a workshop, it's whatever it happens to be. Plug in and grow. If you're still here after all these weeks, you're listening and part of the tribe, I challenge you. You must be agreeing or at least enjoying the challenge or enjoy being challenged. The awarenesses that are coming as we move forward. We understand the definition of awareness. We understand how that works with emotional intelligence and how that plugs in. They say there's four types of emotional intelligence, there's four types of awareness. IQ is our smarts. EQ is our feelings and our emotion. There's an SQ and an AQ. I'm going to leave that with you. I'm like, wow, you know what? That expanded my vision this week, right? It expanded my knowledge this week, and I'll use those other two. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Go find them. But they're very important to the whole life experience. We understand the reasons that we need to develop emotional awareness. We know why we want to do that. I gave you some tools to improve that, some ways to think about to improve it. Now, the call to action for this week, take a walk in nature and just be aware of what's happening around you. Be aware of the sounds, the creaking of the trees and the birds in the air and a cricket or birds chirping or a woodpecker, all the different water lapping if there's a creek nearby or body of water. Just take a walk in nature. It connects you to source. It connects you to Papa instantly. All the BS in your life goes away. If you surround yourself with just sit in it, just be still. Even if you're with a group, stop and be quiet and just be aware. Listen to music with intention to the lyrics and how they make you feel. How does that song make you feel? Don't just listen, hey, we dance to it, and that's great. We need to do that. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying, you know what? Sit with some kind of music that you listen to the lyrics of it and go, wow, you know what? That's because sometimes we don't pay attention to the lyrics. Sometimes we love the beat and the music and whatever. And we're like, oh, that's good. We're not paying attention to the lyrics. The lyrics are going into you. I'm going to say that again. The lyrics are going into you. You're hearing those lyrics. Your subconscious is picking up those lyrics, whether you identify that or not. Pay attention to the lyrics. How does it make you feel? Draw or write how you're feeling. Be aware of it, but with an effort to grow, with an intention of growing, intentionally growing. I'm going to draw. I'm going to paint. I'm going to write whatever it is that's going to allow me to be aware of my situation. I'm being aware when I journal. I'm aware of what's happened to me in the day and where I'm at. I challenge it. That's the call to action this week. Tell me how that goes. Write to me. Send me an email. Hey, this is what's happening. This is what I did. This is how it made me feel. That worked really well, or I hated it. It was hard to be quiet in the forest by myself. Come back next week, Friday, April 14, noon. Same great station, same great program. We're going to talk about emotional intelligence. Part four is educate. So what's the education of it all? How can I educate myself? What does that mean? How does it impact? I want one quick thing as we come to a close today. I'm going to challenge you with, we have a call to action, but I'm going to challenge you with something else. Be bold and courageous. It takes courage to be honest about your feelings and honest about your awareness. Be bold and courageous. When you look back on life, you'll regret the things you didn't do more than the things you did do. When you look back, you will regret the things you didn't do more than the things you did do. Be aware. Make it another great week. I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. I'll see you next week. Love you. Make it another great week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!